Of course, I'm thanking all of you for showing up. I know, regardless of what night it is, we all are prioritizing. I spoke earlier about the Michael Jordan rule. I think, Chris, you left, but I use it for myself when I don't want to do things, because I think the secret of life is learning to love what you don't like or don't love. And I joke around, but one of the greatest lessons I learned was being a second string college football player, sometimes third string, as a freshman, because I really hated it. And I learned to love it because I love football and I love what I was learning. And I carried that forward into my life. But I use the Michael Jordan rule. And here's the Michael Jordan rule. When I don't want to work out in the morning, or I don't want to go do something, and I get into the attitude of, oh, what am I doing? I just say to myself, you got to go show up to the gym. Michael Jordan's waiting for you. He's working out with you today. And it changes my mindset. If Michael Jordan actually was there, would I go work out? You're damn right I would. And so I also, though, turn it on all of you. When people tell me, man, I can't make it, I'm like, oh, it's too bad. Michael Jordan's coming to dinner. Michael Jordan's going to be at the mastermind. It's amazing. Oh, well, maybe. So at least for yourself, utilize the Michael Jordan rule. It works to be motivated and put yourself into a prioritized perspective of, do I really not want to go, or am I just making an excuse? Because if Michael Jordan was there, would I be there? Then you should be there, regardless of Michael Jordan or not. Okay. I want to thank some people and celebrate some people. First of all, I'm always blessed to be in the family that I'm in. Someone today said, what's the number one choice or decision you should make? And it's your spouse, your intimate other. And to me, by far, the best decision that I've ever made is to marry, and at least to ask to marry, my wife of almost 28 years. So she couldn't be here, or the Michael Jordan rule didn't work tonight. Not prioritizing LA. She'd rather fly to New York, she said, later in the week, or then drive to LA. Some of you that live in Southern California, you get it. But celebrating that important decision, I have two really close friends. Darren's a brother to me, Darren Prince. You may know him, one of the most famous sports agents in the world, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Hulk Hogan, one of my favorites, Rodman. Now represents Goggins, so if you're a Dave Goggins fan. But they got engaged on Saturday. Nuta, our American Idol. Definitely the best decision Darren has ever made. You feel me? I got it. All right. I also am blessed to... I get to do a lot of cool shit. And I love my life for that reason. But the one thing that most people are most jealous about my life is that my daughter works with me. I can't tell you how many killer people, entrepreneurs are like, oh my God, Darren, I've been coaching Dan Fleischman since he was 19. Never ever has indicated anything that I've done is something that he wants to do. When he found out Marissa, my oldest daughter, works for me, he's like, oh my God, how did you, I want to, someday, that's what I want. And so I just want to recognize how blessed I am to not only have such an amazing oldest daughter and other siblings, but to have her work with me. Yes, you are. At this time and moment. Every kid is my favorite at a certain time. Right now, you are my favorite, and you can film that. Marissa, thank you for working with me. You make everything I do so much better. And you make me a lot of money, which is cool. It'll go back to you and all your siblings. Whenever your kids spend a lot, just tell them, don't worry, you're just spending your inheritance. Yeah. Buy what you want. I really don't give a shit anymore. And then also my niece and nephew are here. My niece, Jacqueline Burnett, who is now Jacqueline Adams, to Casey Adams. If anybody wants a killer sales rep, the fact that Casey actually got Jacqueline... he must be a closer. Plus, he's a miracle worker. He was in the friend zone for like 5 years. Who the hell gets out of the friend zone after 5 years? Amazing, Casey. Congratulations. You're amazing. They just got married, had the most beautiful wedding. If you're wondering what they're like, there's like a zillion pictures on the internet of their wedding. You can figure it out yourself. They're not shy about posting. That's for sure. All right. Anyways. After all the thank yous, real quickly, thank you, real quickly, the reason I do this is that I believe in my mission. And I have not always believed in my mission. When I was young, my mission was commission. And it was very empty in what it was. What I have found in my mission is the commissions follow. And I like to inspire people to understand how that happens in your life to apply your why. And I think it falls within the context of abundance and understanding giving. Because I always was someone who wanted to give, even though I was commission driven. And so I would give to receive. And I was taught the more I gave, the more I would receive. Anyone ever hear that? Anybody believe that? Good, because I still believe that. But I think we've miscommunicated and not taught that in the essence of what I've studied. And what I've studied is more than just the more you give, the more you receive. Most of the texts that I've studied, religious, spiritual, philosophical, theoretical texts, they actually say this: the more you give, the more you're given. That's a different mindset, because most people are not looking for all that they're given. You need to be grateful and forgiving in order to see the light, the love, and the lessons when there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary that you're being given anything. I could take multiple times in my life that I thought I was being punished and I was being given an amazing opportunity, option, touch of favor, protection, promotion, love, or perfection in my life. I just didn't understand giving in that respect. So I'd love to inspire you. Next time there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary to where you want to be, use gratitude and forgiveness to find light, love, and lessons. Have faith and seek the wisdom from others to get you to where you want to be or better. Now, there's another nuance that I found that most people have a problem with. I particularly did, and it's that they don't understand receiving. Has anyone ever heard giving and receiving are one? And we just, right, giving and receiving are one. It says so in a lot of the texts as well, but I just kind of passed that by. Like, if anyone ever heard in existentialism, I am, like when I was in AP English in the 11th grade, I'm like, oh yeah, fuck, I am. I get it, Kierkegaard. I am. Now I'm 57 and I study that shit every day going, oh, I am is so confusing. How am I going to figure out I am? The same thing with giving and receiving is one. It's super complex. And the best that I can explain it is in a simple way. Who loves to give? If you're capable of giving to someone, is that one of the greatest feelings in your life when you're capable of helping or giving? It is. So why are we cheating everyone by not receiving? That's as simple as I can say it. How many times you say, oh, that's okay. No, I don't need. My mom was the queen of that. We were so needy. And she would, you know, your kids, oh, we got an extra car. You want it? And I'm 16. I'm like, take the fucking car. No, it's okay. He doesn't need one. Yes, I do. You're denying me, but let alone denying me. You are denying that person the greatest joy of their life to be capable of giving me a car. Think about it. Every time you don't receive, you're cheating someone of the greatest feeling that you can give them the capability of helping you or giving to you. That's how giving and receiving are one. So next time you interfere with receiving, realize you are blocking the infinite loop of more than enough. You're blocking your faith. And then finally, real quickly, is something that I really didn't understand. And it's probably the primary thing that I teach people, which is to ask. Ask your God for what you want. Ask your wife for what you want. Your husband for what you want. Ask your friends. Ask. Because I have realized, hey, Brian Shear, another famous agent, the more you give, the more you're given. The more you're given, the more you can receive. But people who have true faith that there's more than enough of everything have no problem asking, because they're not stuck in a zero-sum game. They're not trading or negotiating. They have true faith that there's more than enough. So why wouldn't I ask? Because if I ask for what I want and I get it, I can now give more, be given more, receive more, ask for more than more, give more than more, be given more than more, receive more than more, ask for more than more than more. So instead of living in a zero-sum game where you're giving more than receive, which ends up at zero, don't have to go to Yale like Chris. If you give more than you take back, you're going to end up at zero eventually. You now end up in the world of more than enough of everything for everyone. And that's where I am today and will be even better tomorrow, because I've learned this infinite loop of abundance. And so I want you to combine your wisdom with your faith and really get involved in helping other people by either giving to other people or receiving as one. So tonight, as always, we do 150 or so of these. I'm in 200 events a year. We raise money for the Unstoppable Foundation tonight, chairman of Unstoppable Foundation. It hit my heart years ago when I realized what was going on around the world to especially young women. Being a father of, at that time, three young girls, to see the same girls there being sold off to men my age so that the families could survive, because they didn't have water, they didn't have medical care, they didn't have education, all the different things that wasn't, that weren't available. I joined Cynthia Kersey, who wrote the book Unstoppable Women, in an effort to change the world outside of the United States, with all the effort that I give inside with Junior Achievement and Napoleon Hill. But outside, it's an important thing for all of us to realize the oneness and how important it is to empower these women now. We have colleges, high schools. We have 17 sustainable villages. That means Unstoppable Foundation is not there. They are the most wealthy of these villages now, sustaining all the different criteria. High schools, college, you know, unbelievable dreams are being fulfilled. And we're stopping that infinite loop that was created there. Let's give a big round of applause for yourself. Thank you so much.